Pope Benedict XVI praying with cardinals on the last day of Lenten religious services. But outside that spiritual haven, a storm is brewing. The Vatican is lashing out at the Italian media for a string of what they call, quote, defamatory falsified reports.
It is deplorable that as we draw closer to the time of the beginning of the conclave, and the cardinal electors will be held in conscience and before God to freely indicate their choice, that there be a widespread distribution of often unverified, unverifiable, or completely false news stories.
Italian newspapers in recent days have suggested a secret dossier prepared for the Pope by three cardinals who investigated leaked Vatican documents in 2012. The report alleges a series of scandals involving sex, money, and power, even suggesting a, quote, shadowy gay lobby in the Vatican. There's speculation in the Italian media that the content of the dossier is what caused Pope Benedict to resign.
This is not about suing and legal action right now. It's a call to truthfulness and authenticity of the journalism profession, which is very important.
The Pope has said he doesn't have, quote, the strength of mind and body to continue his role. But the next pontiff will still have to navigate a minefield of controversy, including sex abuse within the church allegedly covered up.
I would say you can't evangelize if the house isn't in order.
The three cardinals who investigated the leaked documents are expected to meet with Pope Benedict on Monday. Meanwhile, the pontiff will hold his final Sunday blessing tomorrow.